Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, and Merry Christmas Eve. Eve, one of my favorite days of the year. And everything around us is slowing down. 2020, as I said in the description today, am I right? We're in the final days, final closing days chapter of 2020, and it's been a lot. I was chatting with our lovely producer, Olivia, with some things that I've been dealing with for a while now. And it's been a lot. And I got to like kind of settle and hear that being a caretaker. And it's been a long journey, especially during 2020. Since I can't get to Hawaii, one of my favorite places, I'm asking Santa to put relaxation, R&R, into my stocking. I don't think anybody deserves cold, but I do think we deserve to relax, to get into a profound sense of rest and ease. And if you've been following for the past few months in November and October, I've been talking a lot about self-compassion, self-love, and a general sense of slowing down and ease. Because it's in that space when we can start to take care of ourselves. And I think the through line or subtext throughout all of those shows has been self-care. And I think it's imperative that we take care of ourselves. And as a primary caregiver, I've realized that I needed to slow down. I needed to relax. I needed to have that place where I could rest and ask for help. That's another through line that's been coming up through all these shows, is that by slowing down, you can figure out what you need and what your wants are, what you don't want. Sometimes figuring out what you don't want will help you figure out what you do want. So what I want to spend time talking about today is how do we get that rest and relaxation through body, mind, and spirit. We will look at different tools that we've been talking about, such as RAIN, 5-4-3-2-1, a grounding meditation to keep you in the present moment, how to build a meditation practice, or how to meditate on the value of meditation, the value of community and the value of worship and the value of prayer, or just listening to your higher self or spirit. So whatever that looks like for you. So that's really what I'm going to focus on today. And to bring it a little bit more closer, you know, because I'm all about the miles to go, and you guys are coming on this journey with me that I've been on since 2016. And I get to share some of that with you. So as I've been stating, I'm a primary caregiver for someone that has a chronic illness. And I have been in that role really for the past 2 years. And it's been a lot. As a person, as a caregiver, I have put a lot of stuff on these little tiny narrow shoulders and pretended that, yep, I could do it all. I didn't need any help. I was caretaking. I was researching. I was taking the person to doctor appointment after doctor appointment, finding prescriptions that could potentially work, picking up the prescriptions, working through, you know, having this person take the medication. And it's been a lot. And I never once winced. I just kept going. Like the Energizer Bunny, I just kept going and going and going. And I really refused to acknowledge the toll it was taking on me. So what I did as a coping mechanism was ground deeply into my hobbies, which are makeup and skincare, which are pretty darn expensive. But I have a really great makeup collection that I enjoy, and that's my creativity. And I've got really great skin with my skincare. So that's a lot of fun too. And I've found like-minded individuals that share my passion. However, those take a deep toll on your pocketbook, and you can't always do that. And it's not a great coping mechanism. It's a good hobby, but I think there are some places there, like we've been talking about, those sticky, ooey, gooey places. I had been filling them like that dike metaphor. There's the word, Brittany, metaphor. You are college educated. Of putting your fingers in a dike that's exploding and water's coming out from different places and moving your body or moving your hands or your shoulders, what have you, to close off the things that are exploding. But that doesn't work after a certain point of time. And that's what I found in my life, is that there's only so much that you can purchase. There's only so much a hobby can do to cover up or to make you feel better. I mean, when I'm creating my creative makeup looks and doing lots of fun stuff with that, I mean, I'm in the zone. I'm like Chomsky. I'm just solely focused on it. And it's such a wonderful experience. And then when I walk away, I'm like, wow, I look great. But I'm like, wow, I was really in the zone there. But it's, how do I keep that zoned experience throughout the rest of the day? How do I get that sense of rest and ease? Because after that, I go back to buzzing like a bee to say, I got to do this. I got to cook. I got to clean. I got to go to the store. I got work to do. I've got a full-time job. Have I done all my tests there? Have I done this or done that? Have I checked on other people in my life? Have I continued to keep up the ruse that I've got everything going? And it's a lot. As soon as someone asks me for something, I alight and jump up from the couch or my bed or from what I'm doing so I can support them. There are times when I am asked by my child during the middle of the day if she could have something, and I look at her and I'm like, what? Huh? Like my eyes are like this, where I'm doing so many things at once, I can't even focus. And she's like, it's okay. I'll ask you in a couple of minutes. I mean, if the dog is whimpering, I'm like, okay, we got to solve that because I can't stand the sound of the whimpering. Probably spoiling him to death, but I'm always doing. And it's gotten to the point, to what end? What actually am I doing? It feels like I'm moving forward, but I'm not. I'm just doing. And as a person that talks about surrender and breath and stillness, I need to do the things that I'm talking about. So again, the metaphor is physician, heal thyself. So what I've been doing is consciously slowing down. Things around me have been slowing down. I think the universe brings to us every teaching that we need, all the things that I had been reaching, clutching for, grasping for, craving, have been slowing down. I haven't been able to get those things. They either, as I reach for them, they disappear, which is fascinating to me because this is what happened in 2016. And if then I didn't understand it. I didn't know how to read the signs, but the universe is telling me, you know what, Miss Thing, Miss Ma'am, as the kiddo says, that's her catchphrase, Miss Ma'am. It's time for you to sit down. And you know what? It's been an interesting journey. It's been an interesting ride. So I want to spend more time in the next segment talking about how this slowing down has affected my body, and some of the tools that we can use to help us stay in the present, help our bodies to just get still and help our bodies ground down into, you know, Gaia, the earth, and get into that present moment, that present time. So we'll be talking about all of those tools. And you are here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today we're talking about relaxation, you know, and the words of Fat Joe, lean back, relax, chillax. It's time. It's time for us to take a big, deep breath and just relax. 2020 hasn't been easy for all of us. So stay tuned and join me on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about some tools to help us through.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are here with me, Brittany. Brittany Miles of Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we are talking about relaxing. Chillax, relax, because as I said in the show description, 2020, am I right? if I can't get to Hawaii, I'm just going to ask Santa to give me relaxation for Christmas. And I gave it to myself because of self-care. And that's something for the past few months. If you want to check out my catalog from October, November, we've been talking a lot about self-care, self-compassion, self-talk, and the importance of all of that. And the through line of that has been asking for help. And sometimes the asking for help is the, you know what, I need time excuse me, for myself, and I need time to relax. And I've been finding that it's been valuable to slow down. And once you slow down, and that busyness clears, you have the ability to just take a moment and just be like, oh, okay. And you can see what's going on for you. You can use my three-step system of taking that nice deep breath, clearing your mind, letting your head reset. You're giving yourself the reboot, like what you do with your phone, turning your phone off and on. You're turning your brain off and on. And then once you have that stillness, the quietness, that relaxation period, you can figure out what's happening for you. And you can ask for what you need, or see what you need, or determine what you don't want, so you can figure out what you do want. The not getting through the negatives to find the positives. You can start working through those icky, sticky, gooey places where there's pain and hurt, and figure out what's next. So during today's session, we're going to talk about what relaxation could look like through body, mind, and spirit. So right now, let's talk about the body. So we all have bodies, and we tend to forget that we have bodies because the majority of us live in our heads. Everything happens here, and it's a story, a bunch of stories, that we stop that story, and then we create other ones, because once the brain realizes that, oh, you're kind of calm, I'm going to ratchet up something else, right? I'm going to create some sense of drama, right? So it's constant drama. As a former Pilates instructor and massage therapist, I really got to see that people really do live in their heads. Like, I would ask them, move your left arm, and they would raise their right arm. And I said, nope, other arm, other arm. And it's kind of funny, and we chuckle, but I remember also when I was first starting out in Pilates as well as yoga, to hear the instruction, you're trying to break it down and your body's doing something entirely different. And you can see that disconnect. And at that point, you will probably fall over, which is somewhat dangerous, especially in Pilates, because you have different machines. And I've seen it happen, with myself. So if I wasn't fully present to the present moment or present in my body, I would fall over. And that's what we do every day, I think. I bring it back to myself. If I'm not present in my body, I'll walk into a wall. I remember doing that as a child and as a teenager, where I'd just be in my own head, in my head, in my own world. And, you know, I think people call it daydreaming, but no, it's just you're going through your own stories, and I'd walk into a wall. If you are daydreaming or talking while you're driving a car, the car will crash into something else, and that's not good either. So you have to keep that focus. And the focus is being in the present moment. How do I stay in the present moment? So again, we have that three-step process that I use, which is the breath, taking that, letting your brain reset, reboot. And then the third is, now you have the ability to see what's going on in front of you and accept what is, and see if you need to do anything. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I think another way you can do that is a grounding meditation that's been really important and critical for me in the past year, year and a half. It's something that was passed along through a counselor we were working with, and I didn't think it was going to do very much, but it was actually really powerful for me. It's something I have on my blog on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. And it's called 5-4-3-2-1. So 5 is acknowledge 5 things you see around you. 4, acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. 3, acknowledge 3 things you can hear. 2, acknowledge 2 things you can smell. And 1, acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And that, my friends, is incredibly powerful. So when I am out walking my dog, or when I feel like my brain is just racing and still racing. Even after I do that three-step method, I'm like, okay, I need to get grounded, and that's still not working. By actually looking for those five things, like, your brain's got an activity, something that it can totally focus on in the present moment. And as you go through all of your senses, and this doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be what I read, and, you know, just whatever you can remember in what order, it helps, because then it focuses you in that present moment. And for me, especially if I'm outside, I can be like, oh, I see these trees. I see the birds. I see the snow. I see the frost. I see my dog. I can hear the birds. I can hear cars. I can hear the wind rustling the leaves. Or I can feel my hood on my head. I can feel my hat on my head. I can feel scratchiness of my sweater, itchiness of my shirt. I can taste my toothpaste. I can taste the last thing. I can taste the coffee on my tongue. I can taste the tea on my tongue. So by grounding into those senses, it puts you back into your body. And once you're back in your body, your brain is like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can accept new information now, because your body really is important. It does so much for you, and we take it for granted. We want to look like a supermodel, or, you know, a men's fitness model. But most of us won't, and you don't need to. You just need to be healthy enough and fit enough and just just aware of what's happening in your body. I mean, we are breathing, our heart's beating, blood is coursing through. And it's important just to kind of sit with that and let your body be able to listen to your body in the same way that we listen to streams or the wind or the rain. Listen to your body. Your body tells you many things. Pain is a warning signal, but in a positive way, your body tells you what's happening for you. So that leads me into another great tool, which is called the body scan. So it's closing your eyes, taking some deep breaths, and then scanning your body to see what's happening with it. Let your body speak to you. So let's just try it here. I'm going to walk through it. And if you want to, you know, follow along at home, play the home game. So just close your eyes gently. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Feel your body sitting in a chair, lying down. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. I am ground into my chair. I've got my butt on the chair. You'll feel those bones called sitting bones or sits bones, just grounding you down. And then think about this. You have an invisible line from the top of your head through your chest, the center of your body, through those sitting bones, all the way down to your feet. Those feet are easy and relaxed. You can be barefoot or have shoes on. And you're just gently feeling your body. Breathing in again and again. And now just feel the top of your head where that invisible line starts. And just gently relax your eyebrows, your eyelids, your cheek, and your jaw. Your tongue, which is a strong muscle, let that go. Maybe think about gently resting the tongue behind your top teeth or bottom teeth. Let the shoulders go. Maybe gently shrug them back and forth, up and down. Put your hand on your throat. Breathe into that. Let that relax. Feel your throat melting into your shoulders. Maybe moving your hand down to the center of your chest, your heart chakra. Breathe into that. Let your shoulders drop. Feel the ease. Feel the relaxation. If your breath, you feel like letting go some sounds, that's okay. That's just energy coming out. So taking a breath in. And out. Inhale. Doesn't have to be forced. Just easy. I'm feeling my body just relax and sway, feeling some ease and some things letting go. Now, put your hand on your belly, your solar plexus. Breathe into your belly. Letting the guts go, just relax. Letting all of this relaxation go down into your hips. We hold a lot of tension there. And the thighs and our hip flexors, the muscles, and that center of our hips that connect our hips to our legs. Just relax. You could gently rock your pelvis if you want. You can feel that relaxation. This feels good. It feels yummy. You can gently move your hands to your thighs and just keep breathing into your body. And let that relaxation through that center line. Just relax your legs. Coming down to your calves, you can lift your heels up and down gently. Just let them relax. They hold a lot of strength. Our legs do a lot of work for us. Our calves do a lot of work for us. Most people have really tight ones. And now just take that relaxation down to your feet. Gently wiggle your toes. You can stretch your heels up and down. Circle your ankles if you like. Start feeling your individual toes. Take that relaxation all the way down. And with this relaxation, feel the heaviness of your body. Does it feel different? Have you identified any areas that could use a little more relaxation? For me, it's my shoulders. So I'm going to stretch those shoulders. I'm just going to gently roll them back and forward. Just easy, just easy. I forgot my hands. They do a lot for me. I'm sure they do a lot for you. Just gently stretching the fingers, the wrists, and breathing. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes and come back into the room. I feel amazing. I just realized from just that simple body scan, and you can do this anytime, anywhere, and you can get to this place of ease. I feel great. It helped me to slow down. It helped me to get engaged with my body. And I see, I'm looking at my shoulders, they're on an angle, that I need to be doing a little bit more stretching. And that I could probably use a massage. So I'm going to do some self-massage today. And just having that sense of peace. It's like almost, I almost don't even know what to say next because I'm kind of relaxed. I'm kind of like, oh, that felt really good. So that is a really great tool to just scan your body. You could do the standing up. You could do it online at the grocery. You could do it in the kitchen. You could take some dedicated time to do it. And again, This could be 30 seconds. It could be a minute. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. It's a great form of, you know, self-meditation, almost self-massage, and just giving your body something. We hold a lot of our attention here, so giving yourself that time just to relax and get back into your body is just mind-blowing. And you just, it also helps you to focus to get into that present moment and just get grounded. Some other tools that I recommend are what some folks have called mindfulness exercise, so being yoga or Pilates, yoga Lattes. Those are really powerful. I've done both. As you know, I'm a former Pilates instructor, so my bias is there. Having that work and doing the work, it's all focused on the flow of breath, right? That's how it all works. So there's a part of Pilates, which is called the mat work, which is the foundational work. And there's other equipment, but it's really the same exercises with really weird names on other pieces of equipment. So I always tell people start with the mat work. And if you just do 10 to 15 minutes of that and you flow from one exercise to another, the breath guides you into each next exercise. And then you can feel your body engage and you can feel your core lifting and guiding you. It's amazing. And when you're in that place of flow, your mind really isn't doing very much. It's all your body. It's all muscle memory and your body's just doing one thing after another. And when I first started in the early 2000s and late 90s, I didn't believe that this thing was going to work because I was like exercise averse. And it was, again, mind-blowing. I mean, I gained strength. I gained greater coordination. But the biggest thing that I gained was the connection between my body and my breath. And as a person, as I say I am, as a recovering intellectual, it was really weird. It was really weird to actually trust your body, and you can trust your body. I think our culture teaches us not to trust our bodies, and we should trust our bodies. And by delving into a Pilates practice or a yogic practice, which is very similar, when you are in flow, any sort of yoga flow, whether, you know, it be something easy or something that's a little bit more upbeat and up tempo, it's the breath carrying you through. It's not your mind. Your mind is able to clear itself and stay ground in the present moment, because otherwise, if you start thinking about something, and I tested this by myself, by being like, oh, I can actually think about this now. Nope. I would just fall and I would get out of the rhythm of the exercise. I would get out of the flow. So by using my body, I was able to stay in flow. And my body has a lot more wisdom than I ever thought, because I started to find the things that the emotions that my mind couldn't process. Yes, my subconscious put some parts in my body, and your body has a secret to tell you. So by staying present and getting into that body, you can learn some things about repressed emotions, repressed trauma, and you can start to heal your mind through your body. Another thing that you can do that we all have access to is walking. So, you know, there's walking meditation, mindful walking. There are many mindful Buddhist walking meditations. And I can list some out for you. I can share that information with folks that are interested. So, you know, email me, email the show, or call into the show and let me know, and I can provide that to you. Or otherwise, just mindful walking. And I think that takes us back to the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding meditation, because if one is walking outside, you can use that to ground into the present moment. And once you have that present moment awareness, you can take a look about what's around you. I'm fortunate to live in a semi-wooded area, so I have trees, I have creeks, I have streams, there are actual snakes, there are bunnies, there are crows, there are other dogs, there are trails, there are geese, there are little ponds, where I can take a look and hear things and see things that are really grounding and help me to realize that as a human, I'm not separate or apart, but I'm connected to the greater world. I'm connected to this great world of being. We, in our Western culture, see ourselves as human, separate and apart, because the culture is about the I versus the we. And by stepping into the present moment, especially once we're in nature, we can see how everything cycles. Everything's important. We've been given everything within nature in order to survive. And that there are other sentient beings that are having experiences in the world. Now, do we know exactly what their experiences are? Somewhat, but we don't know how they feel inside. But we are not disconnected from anything or anyone on the planet. It's that sense of belonging that we're all looking for. And as Ram Dass said, we're all just walking ourselves back home. So again, by sitting in nature, grounding in nature through mindfulness, through a mindful walk, we can see and secure our place in nature. Again, we might be the highest, you know, being on the food chain, but we're really no different than anything else that's around us. So to kind of wrap up, I think there are some really great tools that we can use to ground our bodies that help that relaxation. So we talked about the grounding meditation of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and using our senses. And I also have a great tip about that, and maybe we'll run that during the next break. Going through a body scan, so starting at the top of our head with the breath and going straight through down to our feet and just bringing our body into a state of relaxation and grounding as well. Looking at exercise, mindful exercise like yoga or Pilates or anything else that you like to do, taking it from that mindful perspective and letting the breath take you through each next step in that exercise program or routine. I think that's powerful. And not letting your mind dictate, but letting your body dictate and using that to understand what your body needs. And then finally, using mindfulness for walking. Using that mindful walk just to keep you in the present moment and alert to what's happening around you. I mean, if you're in a city, you should be alert to everything around you. Always have present state awareness, but really just looking around you, seeing what's in front of you and seeing the connection of where you are. I can say as a former city dweller, as a CODA, there were times where I would be in Grand Central Station. I'm a former New Yorker, and I would just listen to the sound of feet echoing through. And that was so powerful because you could just hear, it was like very trippy in a way. But it made me get really in the present. And it was something I will never forget. It made such a great impression upon me. And yeah, so as a city dweller, you know, you might not have all the animals, but you have the rhythm of the city, the rhythm of people walking through the city. So you have that at your disposal as well. So stay tuned. We're going to go to a break. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the mind. How can the mind help and support you in relaxation? So you've been with Brittany Miles, Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're talking about relaxation, the gift that keeps on giving and the gift that you can give yourself at the end of 2020. Stay tuned. See you.
How powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk Radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey folks, welcome back. Happy? Merry Christmas Eve. There you go. Or happy Christmas Eve. However you want to say it. I am Brittany Miles, your host of Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. And today we're talking about relaxation. And as I've been saying, 2020, am I right? We all need a break. We all need some relaxation. And we've been talking about for the past few months on the show, self-compassion, self-care, self-love. And the through line through it is been asking for help. And part of asking for help, one of the spokes off of that, is relaxation. And the fact that you can take a break, you can be still. And once you take that break and once you are still, you can figure out what to do next. And we've been talking about this through body and now mind and spirit. So check out the previous segment where we talked about a few grounding meditations, body scanning, mindful exercise, and mindful walking meditations. So now, how do I get to that stillness? Meditation. We all know meditation is super powerful. It's helpful to calm and still the mind and body. As I've shared multiple times, I took a beginner intro to meditation at Seattle Insight Meditation. I think it's seattleinsightmeditation.org or sims.org. And it's amazing. They have a new series starting in January. highly encourage you. It's all Zoom-based. You can be anywhere in the world or across the country. Not an ad. Hashtag not sponsored. It was life-changing for me. I really got to ground down into my practice and make it an everyday thing. And I think we get caught up in how to do it perfectly, and it's not about perfectly. It's finding the tools to slow yourself down, setting up a dedicated time. I put it on my calendar because that's, you know, it's who I am. It's just like, you know, some things aren't going to change. I'm 53 and a half, right? But I get that little reminder, thumbs up, and I sit and I have a dedicated space. I will either use Insight Timer, which is an app, which has timed meditations, or I have some things I found on YouTube where I hear ambient noise or music or sound, and I sit between 15 to 30 minutes. I've built myself up to 30 minutes, but lately I've been finding that I need to be a little bit more gentle and forgiving in my practice. So 15 minutes is working for me. And I think that's the key. Be gentle. Be gentle with the practice and starting out. You know, it could be like 3 minutes. Literally 3 minutes. And again, I can point you to resources on YouTube where you could do a 3-minute meditation or a 5-minute meditation. And I think it's consistency is key. And as my Sims teacher would say, even if you have monkey mind, take the breath and just bring it back. There's no way of doing it perfectly. Try to find that point of stillness. And try to find that place where you can just ground down into it. And if you come back from the meditation realizing that you had a lot of monkey mind or you did a lot of daydreaming, that's okay, because that's something that you notice. And then the next time, maybe it'll be different. Maybe it'll be the same. But again, it's something that you notice. And over time, you'll find those places where you have this energy, which is why the body's switching. Or the yawning or the sleepiness, because the body is bored. The mind is bored, but the body is trying to release a lot of energy. So a trick before and after and maybe during is maybe take a lot of yawns, and that'll help the energy come up and out, or take some really deep breaths and that'll help move and stir that energy. And after a while, the body releases it. So your mind's like, okay, we don't have that. So you can focus for maybe a second or a nanosecond or maybe a minute. But everything does build on itself. And I used to do a lot of guided meditations. And now I don't want to hear the words because I feel as if that's intrusive. I just want to hear what comes up for me. And within meditation, hear the things that come up for you. Just hear it. Some of it will be uncomfortable, but that's okay, right? You're just hearing what comes up for you, and let that voice be your beacon and your guide. So another thing that I think is important is the building of spirit. For those that believe in some higher guide, voice, spirit, God, for me as a Catholic or as a spiritual person, I believe in God. I believe there is a being that has created a grand design, is that I do pray. I pray when things are good. I pray when things are not so good. And I have prayed out, when I've been on the floor, like in 2016, because I didn't know what else to do, because that's all that I had, because my life was falling apart around me. And I find that prayer, working with meditation, is something that gives me a sense of ease and sense of peace. And when I feel as if I can do no more, I can give it to God to manage and to guide it and to hold it, because again, these little narrow shoulders can't do it all. So I think that's important for me. And that, again, that can look however you want it to look. I am not pushing anything on anyone at all. I think having a community, whether that be a house of worship or a sangha, someplace where like-minded folks can share and be present to the power is wonderful, and a group of people that can help you see grace and share grace. And there's, I believe, power in number. You feel that sense of belonging. You feel that sense of connection because, as I said before, we are not disconnected from anything or anybody on the planet. Connection can be very, very powerful for many in many regards. So to wrap up, I think we all deserve a break. We all deserve to feel connected. I think this is the time of year when we focus on connection the most. However, every day is a new opportunity for connection. I would say just give yourself that bit of grace. Give yourself that relaxation. Take a break from news, toxic people, toxic relations, social media, things that will change and shift your energy into a place where you're like, oh, the sky is falling. Just relax. You have the ability with each and every single breath to find that peace and that relaxation. We've talked about some really great tools in terms of grounding meditation, body scanning, mindful exercising, meditation, find through prayer, through community. So there are lots of opportunities for us to find peace. As I said, it's as close as your next breath. And most of us are very lucky to have that next breath. Because as we've seen in 2020, that's not always guaranteed. But to leave on a positive note, I just want to say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. I know that has passed. Happy New Year. I will be talking to you again in the new year on this show. But to let you know, I will be hosting Dr. Pat's show on Thursday, 12:31 at 10 a.m. Pacific. And we're going to be talking about surrender and letting go. The title of the episode is called Burning Flame. And we're going to talk about how we can release and make peace with 2020. How are we going to let go of some of the stuff that happened? And how are we, you know, what are we going to take into 2020, the things that we've learned? And I also want to say thank you to you, my listening audience. This has been an amazing ride. You are my dream. I was approached by Dr. Pat and her team in May, and I had a show up and running by the end of June. And I want to say thank you to her team and my lovely producer, Olivia, because you're making my dreams come true. And I am learning and growing by doing this show. And I hope to be a resource, and I hope I can help you on your journey. So I'm looking for more excitement, more news, more new things to happen in 2021. And I am focused only on the good, because only good things can happen because the universe has got my back and it's got yours. And with that, again, have a good holiday. See you soon.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, GO, coaching.com.